A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
First of all,
shut up,
Ferdinand, Mr. Ferdinand. You guys have got your own thing going on here. We've been promoting it, Anton versus Rio, etc. But I want everyone to address me as Sir Joel Burr tonight, please.
Why? Are you back in the title race
for that? Because the title charge is back on, baby. That's why.
A few weeks ago, you was like bawling because it was off.
Crying.
Weeks ago.
It was off, but like I say, man, it's a long season. You don't win the league in December or January. You know, you have to stay patient.
Have you taken into consideration that City have got two games in hand as well?
Listen, I can't worry about what City are doing. But I can only worry about what I'm doing.
You need to, though.
If I were you, Anton, I would
redirect
my energy.
I'm addressing the fact that you want us to call you Sir Joel Burr. But there's a reason why it shouldn't be that yet. Is because last year, you were how many points clear, not worrying about a City, and they still come back.
Yeah, my man said, address me as Sir, when he's probably going to be third in a few days' time. I don't know what he's talking about.
The hate is real.
This is typical Arsenal.
The hate is real.
You've won a game against a really good team, a resurgent Liverpool team. Not like the top of the league, yeah, all right? And you want to be called Sir. This is Arsenal all over, man.
Is it my fault? First of all, guys, we're going to be on till 9 o'clock because Love Island's on. And I know
Love Island's on. It's a bar of Love Island. It's cinema night.
Love Island's on.
And secondly, right, we do have a few guests that are going to be coming on. Hopefully they're supposed to be coming on anyway. A couple of Liverpool fans, one or two Liverpool fans. But before we start this episode of Vibe with Five, I did want to say, Rio, we've got a big interview that's coming out tomorrow. You got to let the people know what it is, please.
Yeah, we got. We're lucky enough to sit down the other day with David Gill. He's the old CEO at Man United in my time there, possibly arguably the most successful CEO in the club's history. We won a lot of stuff together, and it was just to kind of said to him, "Listen, man, do you want to come and sit down and just chat about some old times and about what's going on with Ineos, the new takeover and stuff, and some magic stories." He busted a few myths. We've been harping on about some loads of stuff over the years. He said he shut down a few of them, said yes to a couple different transfers, Ronaldinho transfer to Cristiano, in and out transfers, loads of stuff, man. So, look forward to it, guys. It's going to be a banger tomorrow. What time is it all starting to drop tomorrow, Joel?
Oh, man, we've put it in the schedule. One, we've got the first one, 3, 5 o'clock. So 1, 3, 5. And we're also dropping other sections on Tuesday, again, 1, 3, 5. But the reality is you need to put the notifications on. You need to have the bells on. Like, it's going to be sick. I want you guys to be putting in the comments that you're looking forward to it. Till then, you know, I think we should focus on
Mr. Gill, man. Be ready, man. There's some explosive stuff on there, guys.
Yeah, we talk about Ineos, talk about Sir Jim Radcliffe. We talk about obviously that's the same topic, but we talk about transfers, the ones that we thought, you know, we thought we knew the stories to, but the reality is we didn't know nothing.
Do you know what? Just hearing that, I'm looking forward to hearing about the Ronaldinho saga. Because I've heard Rio speak about it a little bit when everyone was deflated when he didn't come. And it was people were a bit deflated that he didn't come because you needed something for you for the next year. So it's going to be interesting to hear what David Gill has to say, because obviously he was in the thick of it.
Just a little drum roll for it. He was actually the one who was doing negotiating with Ronaldinho and his family. So he comes with some mad stuff. Like, anyway, leave it there.
Listen, but like I said, tomorrow 1 p.m. we start dropping it. Be there or be square. It's going to be worldwide news, but you're going to be getting it here exclusively on Five. Okay, cool. So business at hand. Manchester United 3, West Ham 0. Hoyland scoring the first goal 23 minutes in. Garnacho with a brace. Anton, let's start off with you, man, because you ain't, you know, you ain't going to get a lot of time to talk about this. So go on. We're rolling it out, mate.
I said it to Flex a few days ago. I wasn't overly confident after watching the Bournemouth game at home. I watched that live. I went to the game with my son and watched that live, and I weren't overly confident. Phillips started that game. You can tell he's not played for 2 years, I should say. You can tell. You know, when you ain't played and you're just that, you're yards off of it. You know, you're trying to get to a 50-50. All of a sudden, that 50-50 becomes a 60-40 because you're not sharp, you're not ready. So there's a lot of that. His passing at times wasn't the best. And then, but with someone like that, you've got to give them a run of games to get fit. And then to see him today off the back of that, it was almost like a kick in the teeth for him to not play today off the back of Thursday, because that's the same thing that happened to him at Man City. We brought him in and we're doing the exact same thing that Pep done to him at Man City, which I don't understand. And then we saw that we let go of Benrahma and we let go of Fornals, and with Paqueta injured, Antonio injured, to then play Ben Johnson, a right back, attacking right forward. Like, it's to me, it's, I think, going to Old Trafford now and playing like that and playing with defensive-minded players, you're going to get that result. But we've seen teams go to Old Trafford with no fear and attack, and get results. And I think it was a chance missed. I know you had players back today, but I think Old Trafford ain't what it used to be. But we played and went there like we was playing against your team, Rio. And I think that's where we went wrong today.
Yeah. You know what? This is the only game that is a bittersweet moment for me, because we as Man United, we win the game, but West Ham's the team that, like, is the next team closest to my heart, where I came through as a young kid. So it's never one that I ever get too crazy about, other than when I played, if we won. But yeah, I expected West Ham to come at us a bit more. But what I would say is, I watched West Ham against Sheffield United away. It's a tough watch. It was a tough watch. And then I watched West Ham live against Wolves as well. And that was the first time I'd seen United for a while with the best team that they could put out. Well, if everyone's fit, that would have been the best team that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
Straight through that game with a Kobbie Mainoo last-minute goal, which was great. But this was something more like what, say, the end of last season come, you would have said, this is what the type of performance we're going to see on a regular basis. This is the first time, I think, this season that I've seen a performance where I thought we looked composed, calm, no real massive scares. I mean, a couple of scares with Harry Maguire, maybe that was it. But I just thought there was like an assuredness in this team. And then you look at the lineup and you go, I get it. I see why. It's that that would be my first choice front three, my first choice back four, and in midfield it'd be my first choice right now as well. So with that being said, it's not a result I'm shocked by with those names, but it hasn't been a result or a performance that I've become used to seeing at Man United this season, because we've been so inconsistent.
I just want to add there that what you would like probably won't happen anyway, because Martinez, what's happened over there, man?
Yeah, I see he got a little injury. So he done his knee. I see he tweaked it. I think that looks like ligaments, man. And then he tried to carry on and said, no, I've got to go. So listen, if he's out, it kills it, because you can see with him and Luke Shaw on that side, when they're together, they look so dominant. They look so confident. They look so composed with the ball. And them two are really good with the ball in terms of setting up attacks. The ball generally comes from that side and starts any of the good stuff we do. Martinez, even see the first goal, he clips it in. Yes, it goes to Zuma. He heads it down and Casemiro intercepts and we get the goal off that. But it's because he's playing forward. He's playing forceful passes. So that would be disappointing. And that's another thing. We've had so many injuries. Everyone has injuries, but we've had quite a lot of injuries. He's been one of them. He's been out for a while. And he's probably one of our most influential players.
Man, how did you feel though, Anton, man? Like, because the energy, it's not quite there. Like, you know,
the energy ain't been the same in the WhatsApp group either. I didn't see no energy today. I normally see a bit of energy from Anton.
I've been travelling back from Bournemouth. Flynn was playing this morning in Bournemouth, so I was in the car for most of the day.
That's not a good enough excuse, mate. Because when you were beating me and you were busy traveling, you still had the time to send me a voice note and get excited all week.
What do you want me to do? Get 3 points?
Well, you know, I just want you to come with it going forward. You was giving me the Ward Prowse chat, the real star boy. What's going on?
I think we need to get the balance right. I think David Moyes got big decisions to make, especially within the midfield. Trying to fit, and I've seen the fan base saying it so much. Logically, you look at our midfield, and you look
when everyone's at fit, Anton, who starts?
Everyone's fit. The three in midfield, I'm going Alvarez, Phillips, James Ward-Prowse. I am. And then I'm going...
Where's Souček?
You've got to come out.
He gets you goals, though.
You've got to come out.
Why?
Pardon?
But I can't believe that, bruh.
Come out.
You got like the next, like the level below next Fellaini. Like, yeah, how can you leave him out?
No, I think we've moved on from that. In terms of creativity, we got man like Paqueta and all that type of stuff. I know Souček gets goals, but we got man like Kudos, we got Bowen.
Okay, so what's your front three then?
My front three would be Kudos on the right, Bowen through the middle, Paqueta on the left.
That's a nice front three, man. It was against Man United at the London Stadium where we slapped. That's sexy. That's a nice front three, that you know.
It is. And then having you, that, for me, Souček don't complement that. Whereas them three do. The three that I mentioned, Alvarez, Phillips, allows the front three to be to almost be free.
I don't know. That little point of difference, someone like... Yeah, Souček ain't pretty to look at, yeah? But, like, if it ain't going right, in you can just throw something different. He's something different in the mix.
Bring him on.
I don't know, man. It's like... I don't know about that, you know. Souček, he's done a lot. It would be really harsh on him to be out of the team, you know?
I'm not disputing that. Listen, he's done well for us. I just think with the personnel that we've got now... I think Phillips needs time to get fit, to get match fit. I think with the personnel that we've got now, I think to feed them front three, them three would do that and do that very, very well. You know, I think that's why. And yes, it would be harsh on Souček, but that's the reality of football. You know?
Do you think he's got to start Phillips? Like, he just has to go with him now. Just give him like a run of like the next 5-6 games. Just play him every game.
I just think, yeah, you got to get him fit. We know what it's like. You can train as much as you want. You only get match fit playing games. You know, I think he just needs a run. And son, it was one of the worst debuts I've seen in terms of ball retention, like in the first 20, 25, 30 minutes on first.
I didn't see that yet. I just thought it was a bad ball to him, yeah. And then he didn't anticipate it and he was a little bit of rustiness. What, was there more? I didn't see it. There was more.
He gave the ball about 5 times after it.
What?
Yeah. Like 10-yard passes. But you know, sometimes, and
what's that feeling like? You know, when you lose confidence and you give away a ball at the beginning, and you're low on confidence. Yeah, what's that feeling like? What's it like when the crowd goes, every time you get it?
And you know exactly what it's like at West Ham. You don't get an especially you've come in like that, a big name like that. You don't get an opportunity to
Don't give me the ball. I don't want it. I'm hiding under a cone. I could hide under a blade of grass.
You know what it was almost like though, Ree? Like, he's used to playing with De Bruyne, training with De Bruyne, not playing, training with De Bruyne and that.
It's almost like
you look at it from the footballing eye where he's playing a 10-yard pass, yeah. But he's playing it to the right where the player is being marked on his left. So to a footballing person, that's a good ball.
Yeah.
But it's only a good ball if the player that you're playing to understands why you're playing it there.
Who was it, Souček?
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. I think them three need to be in the middle for that purpose. You know, and I think when your footballing IQ is that high, you need players who are going to understand it, in my opinion. But then again, you could also look at it and go, his weight of pass was off.
Mm.
because this is
all well and good, but I quickly want to talk about Garnacho.
Anyway, Man United are back anyway.
No, they're not. Garnacho's celebration.
Bad man.
What was that about, Rio? Starboy, what? Is he the real Starboy now, Garnacho? What's going on?
You know what? How old is he?
19, 18, 19, yeah.
You got to say, man, he's doing bits. Man United need that somebody to get a goal from at the moment. And it's not anyone but him, really. He's one of the main threats. To be doing that at Old Trafford at 19 years old, albeit in a team that isn't successful yet, we're seeing other guys with more experience, bigger paychecks, bigger price tags shrinking when they go to that club. My man looks like he's just sitting there saying, yeah, and I'm thinking about goal celebrations because I am going to score. Just so you know, guys, I'm working on goal celebrations in my spare time because I know the ball's going to hit the net at some point soon. So you got him, you got Mainu and Højlund. That picture, sitting there like that on the side, that's like a...
That the future of United.
Yeah, it looked nice, man. I got to say. And you're looking at Mainu. I see some people saying, oh, Mainu's better than Makélélé. Please don't get it twisted. This kid's on the start of his journey. He's not Makélélé. He's nowhere on the stratosphere of being anything like him yet. We can't compare him to none of these guys. But you can talk about who he looks like similar. I think he plays similar to someone like Seedorf. That's who I look at.
That comment went kind of viral, Rio. And I see you having to clap back at fans and everything.
Because I'm not saying he's as good as any of them or he's going to be as good as them. Listen. If Mainu gets anywhere near someone like Seedorf, he would be thanking the Lord, saying thank you very much for this career. Because Seedorf is one of the most undervalued, underappreciated footballers on the planet, right? Mm. But you're okay to say, right, he gives me vibes of a Seedorf. Look at the goal he scored. That is twinkle toes, light on your feet. Seedorf, balance, bit of strength. Like, he looked like him the way he moves and the way he gets out of them tight situations off both feet. You can say he looks like him a little bit. He ain't him. He ain't that level yet. He's got a long way to go.
But I'll tell you what he is, though. He's England's future. That midfield, a midfield of him, Declan Rice and Bellingham would be an absolute madness. And
Will we see that this summer?
No, you won't. But you
Southgate ain't bringing my man. Southgate was in Ajax. He was watching Henderson, bruv. He's in Ajax.
That was nuts when I saw that.
I saw a mad stat. Let me just look for this mad stat today. I saw it today. It was kind of like, wow, it's true. This is like a big thing.
Whilst you're doing that, Rio, I want to give a massive shout out to the Renegade. And guys, we will be talking about Arsenal's title hopes with a special guest, DSS General. I heard he's in the background already, guys. So if you guys want him in, let us know. DSS, the man himself, Mr. Liverpool without the accent. You know, he's going to be coming on shortly. I'm hearing that he's already inside the building. We're going to have a chat, man, and see what happened.
I found it. I see this thing here. It says you just asked if Mainu would have a chance to go to the Euros this year and that. And obviously, the England manager was in Holland watching Ajax, watching Jordan Henderson play. But if you look at it, the other games that went on this weekend when the England manager was in Holland, the other games in the Premier League were, there was 18 English players featuring in the Newcastle versus Luton game. There was 12 of them, English players, in the Everton versus Spurs game. There was 10 in the Brighton versus Palace game and 5 in the Burnley versus Fulham. And 12 in the Sheffield United versus Aston Villa games. And there was 1 in Holland. when you put it like that, it is mad, isn't it? That is crazy. Yeah. But does the manager really need to look at...
You don't need to watch Henderson.
Are you fit or not? Yeah, all right, you're coming. That's it. That's all he's got to be in it. That's what it's about.
Exactly. I don't understand the fans that are questioning whether Henderson should go. The influence that he has on the likes of
James, I'll take him.
And then young, you got to take him. Mm. You have to.
Guys, I want to listen. Give a massive shout out to everyone commenting inside. Like, share, comment, subscribe. If you've missed the beginning of the show, we've got Mr. David Gill, former CEO of Manchester United. On 5 tomorrow. Put on those notifications or you might miss it. This is worldwide news exclusive. Steve asked the questions we wanted to know. Rio asked the questions we wanted to know. I even asked him questions about Arsenal, mate.
He said, shut up, move on.
It's It's all in there. But Rio, before we bring in a Liverpool fan that people might or might not know, I want to say Man United are sixth and they're 6 points behind Tottenham. Dare to dream about the Champions League?
No, Man United, they've got to aim for the Champions League. That's it. That's our the bar for us. The bar is very low. But they're capable of doing it. If the team stay fit, you see straight away that there's a different vibe in the team once everyone's fit. You can see there's a different confidence. I'm not saying by any way that any stretching the imagination that we're going to be title contenders or anything like that. Getting into the Champions League has got to be a must. And they can't allow any more big hiccups this season.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. Listen, I want to move it on to the big game of the weekend because you guys, I know it's the thumbnail and it's the Ferdinands, but there was a big game in North London.
There you go. Next time, next season when West Ham Man United play, we got to do a watch-along if you're not doing the game read together.
Mate, we're playing each other on Sunday, yeah? I'm trying to get into the club before then. But
no problem.
Tom, in the background, please, can you bring in our guest? Because I know he's waiting there.
Yes, Mark.
I weren't going to come on. I've been pressured to come on.
So, what a weekend to come on to make your debut. What a weekend.
I'm telling you, why did I know Tres?
Wow. Bro.
Just in case you guys...
I've been travelling around the whole of Hollywood, everywhere. Everywhere you see, like, new shows. Your little intro, Joel, about what he's doing, man.
Listen, forget the result, right? He's still a respectable man. I'm talking manager of the one and only Giggs. I'm talking president, chairman of
BSS. Not Ryan Giggs, by the way. Not Ryan Giggs.
No. Not Ryan Giggs. I'm talking about Giggs, you know. The rapper Giggs. I'm talking actor, Mr. Top Boy himself. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking, he's doing a lot of stuff that we probably don't even know. But he's also an avid Liverpool fan, without the accent, through thick and thin. The man himself. We've been talking.
Blame John Barnes.
Yeah. Shout out to John Barnes. We've got a Buck joining us inside. Now, we were speaking this morning. And I said, listen, we need to get you on, man. You know, and he immediately said, I'm on, no problem. And he was very confident that Liverpool were going to win, but he didn't duck the fire regardless. So, welcome on to Vibe with Five, Buck.
What's that mean? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. It's been a beautiful
evening. My WhatsApp group is full of Liverpool fans, yeah, and it's gone quiet, boy. I just looked at my phone there, said no one popping off. I said, what's happened, guys?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It was just a bad day today. That's all. Just you get them days.
Break it down, though. Break it down to the people and the guys in the comments, etc. Break it down to us.
Just, I'd say it was just one of those days. Van Dijk didn't have the best game. Alisson won't have the best game. It gets like that.
We spoke prior to the game and you were telling me Nunes this, Nunes that. I told you.
If Nunes started, I said it would have been a different game.
Not really, because I have no fear when it comes to Nunes, because I know that if he gets an opportunity, if it falls to him, he's missing it. I said it this morning.
I've got to be honest, I was surprised when I see the team come out. I was like, right, if I was a defender on the opposite team at Arsenal, I'd have been happy with that. Darwin and Nunes has been on some smoke. Like, he ain't maybe scoring all the goals that everyone's going mad about, but he's causing havoc. he's making defenders like ruffling feathers every game. I watched him against Chelsea. He didn't score, but they couldn't handle him. Like, yeah. And I knew it would have been a different story up front. Gakpo's a decent player, but he ain't the way Nunes is running in behind all the time.
You don't know what you're going to get. Unpredictable. Yeah. Like, it's just on it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said to you earlier, Joel. If Nunes was on, it would have been a different game.
Mm. Yeah, he came on. He didn't do nothing. So, don't matter. I want to take it back to Van Dijk.
Yeah.
We had Youngin on a couple weeks ago. And I can't lie. I love Virgil van Dijk, you know. Do you think, but and this goes to everyone on the panel, whether you want to answer or not, do you think we overrate Virgil van Dijk, seeing as, look, you got players like Rio, 6 titles, you got John Terry, you know, you got players that have done, even Sol Campbell, you got guys that have, like, really won this thing, man. Virgil's got 1 title, and do you think we overrate him? Yes or no? Fuck.
Of course not. You see, Alan, look, check this here. You see, when Liverpool ain't doing good yet, when and Burge is not about, we're poor. When his game raises, look where we are in the league. When Burge is on. When we didn't have Burge, when he come, we started winning the league. We started challenging. That's how much I think him and Alisson mean. But Burge, he's not overrated.
Wow. I agree with that. I don't think so.
I
don't think he's overrated. Just based on the fact of his influence, I don't think he's overrated. I think there's definitely a conversation when what we've done on the take-on where we compared him to other centre-backs like Rio, JT, Vincent Kompany. There's definitely a conversation around that. But in terms of being overrated, no, not for me.
Yeah, I just think he's important to the team. Like Buck said, I think it's there for everyone to see. I don't think it's like even a question when you think about, like, if he don't play in that team, it's a good high percentage of games they're starting to lose, or the games are going to be tougher games, 100%. But Ledley King, we spoke to him the other day, I was dropping about a week's time probably, that interview, and he was talking about it from a defender's point of view. He was judging himself against defenders, and he was saying, I can't really be judged against these certain guys because ability-wise, he says, I put myself above X, Y, and Z, but if we're looking at it as a whole package, because I ain't won the amount that these guys have won, it's hard to put myself up there. So it's an interesting take, the way he was talking.
Yeah, but it's hard when you're talking about yourself. It's hard. To be like, he's a modest guy. Mm. Like, from someone who played defence, played against him, and what you hear about him and what strikers say about him, I say this all the time, there's people that had England careers, if he was fit, wouldn't have them. The careers that they had today, I think it would have been you and him that played at the back for England, majority of the time, I think, personally. And it's hard when you're speaking about yourself for him to go. But I get his take on the fact that it's hard for him to compare himself to these guys because they've won more. Mm. But then it's another conversation. If he didn't have the injury, if he had a knee, he would have been one of the best.
Mm. But going back to Liverpool, like, was you before this game, was you looking at yourselves as title contenders?
No, like, I'm not, like, because when you watch your team, when you watch Liverpool play, you can see a lot of the flaws that's happening. I don't think when we was winning and we was challenging, we was proper blitzing things. I don't feel this season we've actually done that. One game we had against Chelsea, Chelsea was all right, but Chelsea ain't that good at the moment, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But against Newcastle, that's when I felt at Anfield when we peppered him. But at the same time, we could have lost that in that game. So I've never felt as comfortable this season as when I did when it was Salah, Mane, Firmino was running with Henderson. I've never felt that even this season now. Even though we're winning, we're going through. But I still think, like, and I said it ages ago, I still think, like, footballing-wise, as a whole, Arsenal probably been playing better football, not getting the results. In the beginning, I was saying that in terms of us, recent games, we've been a lot better, but I still ain't been, it might be me as a fan being pessimistic, but I still don't feel like we're going to win like that.
What about you, Joel?
I was going to say, Rio, did you not, look, you spoke to Jurgen Klopp this week. Big video, by the way, on the channel, guys. Make sure you check it out after this. Did you not think that the whole Klopp factor, because you've been around his aura, did you not think that was going to carry them today? Big game today. It's the perfect way to. I know they already had a good result earlier on in the week, but did you not think that today was a good game to carry on that vibe?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Before the game, I was probably leaning towards a Liverpool win or a draw, just on what I saw against Chelsea. And when I saw him and just felt the confidence that he was letting off, I just thought, bro, like, the way he spoke about the midfield, and I'd done a chart, and like, looked at the players that have gone in the last couple of years to what he then had to reinvest this summer and bought four or five players. And he's so happy with all them players in midfield, like talking about the impact of Endo, talking about the impact of Gravenberch when he comes on, McAllister, etc. And you're like, right, okay. And then you've got like Curtis Jones coming in and playing well at the moment. And so the way the midfield was like a real heartbeat in the team before, and last year kind of lost it, he was like, no, we got it back now. This is back. And he kind of like, I got lulled in, like thinking, right, yeah, I think they'll do Arsenal today. But Arsenal, I have to say, they come with a different energy, and an energy that was a bit more amped up than Liverpool, it seemed to me. They seemed like they knew what time it was, what the impact of this game, what the result meant. Albeit quite lucky with the goals, but still you have to have the intentions to be there and the, like to get that luck as well.
Yeah, but I still thought if Liverpool would have raised their game, they would have beat them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If they had have grasped it,
that was just it.
That's the problem. And as a fan, like if you're a fan, and that's why I think about fans must get frustrated. And you're looking at it and go, if you lot just give another 5%, we'll take these. They didn't smell that, man.
But you can remember.
You know what the turning point? I think you know what was mad, it shocked me when Martinez paced that Konate, boy. I was like, whoa. Martinelli paced that Konate. I was like, whoa.
And to be fair, though, if I'm to be really, really fair, before I get onto Liverpool a little bit, that boy's a player, man. And if that's probably the only time you're going to see that, not only in the game, but throughout the majority of the season. That boy is an absolute problem. I was looking at him today going, is he better than Saliba? I don't know. And you know how much Arsenal we revere Saliba. Huh?
Come on, bro, man.
What?
No. Saliba's
I'm having Saliba.
100%. But Konate is a close second. There's no way Varane starts for France now over those two.
He's retired. No way.
I'm being dead serious.
No, the Varane that we're seeing at Man United in the weekly. Varane's retired from France in national football.
I know, but what I'm saying, there's no way that he's not good enough to play ahead of them in general, because they're generally the future.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? I reckon there might be others that might start in front of them. I forget his name, the man at Lons or something like that. But listen, they're just too. You know what? They will be a good partnership. That's a bad partnership. The way they play and complement each other. You got Konate is desperate to go and attack things and get out there and be aggressive. Saliba's just sweeping up stuff.
I think this comes down to preference of what you like in the defender. Mm. I think on the eye, Saliba is calm and collective. So a lot of people look and go, oh, he's the better defender. But when you look at actual raw defending, and you look at that type of defender, you're going to say Konate.
See, GRM Daily says Saliba's gone clear.
They don't even believe that, though. When you watch Konate, even if it was in Champions League or whatever, he's so solid. You don't even think you're going to get past him. Even today, Martinelli, when he gets dragged out as well from centre back position into like the full back position, he's so comfortable there.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Like Bucks hit the nail on the head there. There ain't many centre backs that want to be out wide and have to defend, especially big ones. If you're big, tall, and blonks like he is. Being out wide as a fullback ain't anywhere. That's like you're on an island on your own, bruv, with not a space around you. It's scary out there.
You hated it, innit, Rick?
Yeah, I didn't like going out there, boy. Gary Neville, get back here. but no, you know what? It's that's how you got to back yourself. And I think in today's game, defenders have said you got to, especially the centre ones, you're sometimes going to get caught in 1v1 positions out wide and you have to deal with it. But what about Trent? What are you feeling about Trent? Because like him, Salah and Virgil got 18 months left on their deals now. Yeah. Are you a little bit nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. He's from Liverpool, isn't it? So he's gonna, he'll always do the right thing.
Ooh, I think the Madrid right back spot's looking at him. I think he's thinking about Madrid right back.
He might be. Well, with Klopp gone, I'm not worried. We've got Conor Bradley there.
Shout out Conor Bradley, anyway.
He's good, but Trent will be there. Whatever Trent does, like, I'm not worried about that.
Gang could be the end of an era where players.
It could be an
excuse to actually leave and go. Well, not sure about a new manager. It gives them an out. It gives Salah.
But I'm saying it gives
them an out publicly. They might get blasted by fans, but it makes them feel better.
If I'm Virgil, and if I'm Mo Salah, end of the season, I'm ducking, bruv.
Yeah, I think Salah's definitely gone.
Don't get in the bag, bruv. The bag's out there somewhere. The bag, I know the bag's somewhere. I can see a big bag.
Well, Salah's gone. I think Salah's off. That was evident. Virgil, where he was doing that talk, so he might be off. But we got Kwanzaa. We got our guys, bro. I'm not even worried.
Wow.
Well, Salah goes, you're not worried. You're mad. That's like a big chunk of goals. 35 goals a season gone.
Yeah, but look at him. He's been gone for the last month and we've been all right. We'll just get better.
It's not the same.
If Salah's there today, I think you win.
Nah.
You think so?
Yeah, Zinchenko.
That's true. It's true. He's a big boy. Salah's a big boy.
He's a killer.
Salah's a big boy.
He's a killer, definitely. What about Senegal? You've been a bit subdued. Give me your take on Arsenal then.
Yeah, I've been waiting to jump in. You guys are talking about
the celebration
story about people.
Yeah, Arsenal won the league, bruv, the way that your man was celebrating.
Am I not allowed to be happy? Rio, you went on a
your manager's doing laps. Your manager's done 10,000 steps a day with them laps round and round after they won. What's this about?
I didn't even see all of that. I was celebrating with the fans. You know what I mean? I will celebrate with the fans. But I think we need to talk about the players that shone today on our team. You know, I haven't always been a big fan of Gabriel, but he was dead. Yeah, well, I wasn't always a big fan, but he did his thing today. Do you know what I'm saying? I think him and Saliba, the partnership's getting stronger. But I want to
be your better defender.
Yeah, he has this season. I can't deny that, if I'm honest with you. I still think Saliba's better, but and it's the same. I think Kanate's been better than Virgil in some points, if I'm honest. But I still know who the better defender is. If you're looking at, I want to say Jorginho today, man. The boy doesn't get enough credit. I know that his legs went a little bit, but he had a game today, man. Him, Havertz.
That's what I like about him. He passes the ball forward.
Yeah, man. He was definitely, honestly, it's his experience when he comes in, man. I was a bit surprised, man. Like, those guys, they proper isolated McAllister, man. Like, nothing was really going on there. Odegaard today looked silky. Apparently, he doesn't turn up for big games. Apparently.
No, that touch was mad. That was a nasty touch, bro, for the goal.
This is the first one I've seen him at. The first big
touch,
game.
Bro. You didn't watch the City game?
The first time I've seen him turn up in a while.
You didn't watch the City game. Turn up in the United game. Turns up in the big games against Chelsea. Even when we didn't beat Spurs, he turns up.
Is Chelsea a big game?
It's London Derby, isn't it?
Where they've been.
London Derby.
No, Martinelli, I must say, he's been off the ball in terms of scoring goals, but today he looked like he was on it. Like, even when he got brought off, you could see him, like, he was disappointed. But like, he looks like Saka got back a goal again. Arsenal could be dangerous now, like, especially if they start getting their big player scoring. That's been the biggest problem with Arsenal. You've had Saka and Martinelli last year were banging in goals and assists. This year, I ain't seen nothing. So, in terms of goals and assists, if they start moving now, and this is the business end now, the home straight's coming. So, after the experience of last season, have they kind of had the little Dubai or whatever settings, and now they're just all refreshed and ready to rock and roll?
Yes. Shout out to Big Dog today.
You saw Arsenal today and thought, yeah, these lot, like, are on it. That performance today. I didn't see that.
No.
You lot are just some haters.
I'm being genuine. I've got nothing against Arsenal, but I didn't see that and think, oh yeah,
title three really? Contender. It's true. I didn't feel that. From what the celebrations I saw, didn't correlate with how I felt about like what the outcome of this game meant. It didn't mean that, and it didn't mean like it felt like you guys are on to win the league now. What I saw.
No. It felt like there's two things. First of all, it was that this game meant everything. If we didn't win this game, psychologically, we were thinking we're out of the title race. But with this win, it tells us we're still in it. That's first and foremost.
And you want to be called Sir on the back of that, yeah?
Call me Sir, please. Secondly, yeah, because of we felt like there was a bit of an injustice with the Liverpool win last time because we didn't do ourselves justice. Like, we outplayed them, but they still came and they beat us 2-0. Like in the FA Cup, like a few weeks ago. So we were like, no, we need to get them back. We really need to. It was personal, and we've seen like
what happened with Liverpool. It wasn't a performance like that, though. We need to get them back. You're overhyping it, I think. I think you got to look at the Hungarian boy in midfield. What's his name? The Hungarian. Yeah, him. He was a big miss for Liverpool today.
100%. If he plays
today, you don't see that Jorginho, I don't think.
You're talking about as if Jorginho starts for us. Jorginho don't start for us.
No, but you just said he's one of your best players today.
But he played well. What's wrong with that?
This guy's mad, you know.
I don't understand why you're trying to water down.
You're overhyped, brother. You're over too high, you're too low. You've got no middle ground with you guys.
You didn't see Buck's messages this morning.
Yeah, 100%.
You didn't see Buck's messages this morning.
But I just think, like, yeah, Jorginho, he was good today. However, is he consistent like that for you to go on and win the league?
Because no, I think the biggest problem is Havertz, bruv.
And Donaire's not coming back anytime soon.
Why are you guys getting onto that Kai when Jorginho were practically man of the match? Like, I don't get that.
Who? Havertz?
Yeah.
What game were you watching
the game, Ria?
What game were you watching?
Wow. You are narrative shocking me, you know. Way. The guy threw himself around. He pressed like no other. He was actually some sort of a target man, even though we were missing Gabriel Jesus. I know he's not out here banging.
He took a bad touch and he shouting penalty. If he has a better touch, he scores the goal. Martinelli was your best player today.
No, he wasn't. If you check it out again, and you'll see it online, whether you see it, like, you'll see, like, I'm not saying Martinelli had a bad game. He had a great game.
You're only real threat.
Jorginho and Havertz, top class today, man. I want to give a shout out to Big Dog, who put $4.99 in. Let the Arsenal enjoy this. In 3 years, when Saka, Martinelli and Odegaard move to a big club, they'll realise how to be a champion. No chance.
They might do with Van Persie on you lot, boy.
Nah, we never know. But listen, I just want to say massive shout out, Buck, for coming on. Really appreciate it. Anton, thank you very much. I know you was driving on the motorway, so that's why some of your comments are a bit wayward on our Arsenal performance.
I've got
today.
One more though for you, Joel. One more. I know you're fine, but one more. Are you worried by Saka's form?
He played well today.
He scored, but does he look like a threat?
He doesn't look like the Saka of last season, if I'm to be completely honest.
Is that not a worry?
No, because you see, let me take it back to if you look at United. And some of their players, when they're not performing, they're not scoring, they're not doing nothing. You see,
it's an Arsenal question.
But this is the Rio Ferdinand Presents Five, isn't it? Like, so we have to drive it back. If you're looking at the Antonys of this world, when they're not playing well, they're not impacting games the way Saka is. At least if you look at Saka, you know if you put him in an England shirt, he'll score. You know you can still start him in a big game such as this, and he'll do the business. He's a man to worry about. Don't get me wrong. I would like to see him rested a little bit, but what can we do?
Do you think you'll win the league?
I think after today's performance, the title charges back on. Yes, I can say all my best.
Do you think you'll win the league?
Yes, because of today, the title charges back. I don't understand.
Deluded FC. Are you looking at the table? You're deluded.
What's the table, sir?
Clip this up.
We're two points behind you. That team, we're better than you lot.
You know, can I say something? You shouldn't even be worrying about Liverpool. It's Man City you should be worrying about, bro.
They've got two games in hand. They're on top.
Two games in hand.
It don't matter what you guys say. Don't matter what the comments are saying, laughing, ha, ha, ha. It don't matter, bro.
Another reason why we got you on it. How do I get in a video, bro? How do I get in a music video?
You're never a bat.
You're my direction now, man.
When you're ready, anytime.
I visualize it every time I see a new video come out. I think, rah, man. Giggs, man, we're from the same area, but you got to holler me, man. I visualized it all already.
He's too busy in Savile Row getting measured for suits. That's what I was
saying. That's the last time I see
him, innit? Oh, man. Guys, thank you very much for watching. I just want to say again, tomorrow, 1 p.m. In fact, don't just worry about the time. Those notifications, subscribe to all sorts. Rio, tell them one more time, please.
Yes, Mr. David Gill has got an exclusive with us, man. He came on Vibe with Five, done the interview, spoke about all things transfers, the ones that were big hits, the ones that missed, like Ronaldinho, Ronaldo when he came, when he left for a world record fee, his relationship with Sir Alex Ferguson, Roy Keane, David Beckham, when the big sagas when they left, the soap operas, the new stuff with Ineos, how things are going and going forward for the club from a CEO's perspective, one of the most successful CEOs in Manchester United's history. So, notifications on, it'll hit you tomorrow.
What exclusive. Thank you very much, Buck, Anton, Rio, Joel Bayer.
Okay.
Title Chargers back on. Signing out. Peace.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.